You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett and Wilbur. That was Mamas and the Papas, California Dreaming. Song one of our song theme tonight, which we will get into. But first of all, welcome, Az. How are you going?
Hey, Brett. How are you?
Yeah, good. Going well. Pleasure to have you back in. And Wilbur, how are you traveling?
We're back.
Yes, after a week off. Mm-hmm. It seems a long time since I've seen you, actually. So we'll get filled in with what you're up to. First, we'll touch on the song theme, but then we've got an important matter to address. The song theme tonight is a bit different. Even though the performer song theme was very popular, I must stress, feedback was all positive. Tonight, though, we're going with one of each of the people in the studio tonight, which is myself, Wilbur, and Az. See, if you're playing along at home, you've heard us for enough weeks now, especially myself. Az is, so we've been on a fair bit recently, and Wilbur, you know, he's a host now. So guess who picked each song? So the first one there, I nearly just said who it was. I didn't. I was going to say the first one was from and didn't. That was Mamas and the Papas, California Dreaming. So,
well, we can confirm that it wasn't Bill's suggestion.
It wasn't Bill's suggestion. And that is a good segue, Wilbur.
Where is he?
I don't know.
It's a really good point, Az. I have a theory. I think he's running from the quiz. I think he's resting on his laurels. I think there's a bit of fear from the challenges that are coming to him.
Get on the Facebook page, Bantering with Brett and Wilbur, because there is a post that is themed to the tune of the absent mass sitting on a chair here. we even have the headphones all propped up, ready to go, but just.
Yeah.
Just spat it back in the face.
He had the audacity to throw some shade at you last week, Wilbur, being a host. I never sledge you when you're away. I'm always very polite. And he took the opportunity to dig into you that, you know, as a host, you should have been here and all that kind of stuff. And now he's down to number four in the rankings, that's for sure. You and Az battling for two. I'm still the mainstay at one, but I guess
Will was away last week and Billy this week, so I know whose chair I'm gunning for next week.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. I'll have to be careful.
On a note regarding last week.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys actually realised, but you spoke more about rugby in a week that I wasn't here than a week that I was here.
Yes.
So, joke's on you.
It was a hot topic last week.
It was a hot topic.
It could be tonight.
most of it was disparaging, though. It should be noted. Happy for as our rugby expert, both league and union, for you to, you know, move back into the fray this week.
The meathead correspondent.
The meathead correspondent from Queensland. Yeah. Well, your words, not mine. Now, speaking of, I guess we might actually move into. I did want to speak a bit about rugby league, just in linking, because we usually start on COVID. Mm-hmm. Their season now is pretty much Queensland hub, is that correct?
Yeah, and they had a pretty big scare there too, where Queensland were basically said no sport, and in the space of and all of the NRL round was going to be cancelled, and then in the space of 24 hours, a podcast that we like to listen to were having a bit of a joke about it the other day, where the chairman of the NRL has obviously gone into talks with the government and has come out with, oh no, we're getting four games on Sunday and the rest are being played on Monday. So going from no games to playing the whole round out in the next 2 days, there was a bit of, I reckon, you're not going to get the grand final.
So where did they end up playing them?
At Suncorp.
Suncorp, yep.
Yeah. So now, it's then from now, it then goes to heightened quarantine protocols, but still playing in Queensland hub.
So I'm not. This is not a political podcast by any means, but it is interesting that you have AFL players turned around pretty much instantly. The game's happening in Melbourne.
I see what you're putting down.
Rugby league. Oh, no, we'll make that work.
If the political party kicked out a rugby league comp out of Queensland,
good luck.
That would be. Oh.
They probably don't even notice the AFL when
they'd burn, they'd burn buildings in every cap, in every city of Queensland.
The Gold Coast Who got sent to Victoria? We don't even know them. It's like the Sun. What?
Yeah, I didn't know they had a team up there.
Yeah,
the Gold Coast.
Anyway, I did. We've got a fair bit of Olympics to talk about after the first sponsor break, but so I did want to crack into some AFL off the get-go. Just quick glaze over the ladder. The Doggies just looking solid still. Cats, make anything of their 20-point, only getting over North by 20 points, as, or what do you think there? Like just a rest week for them? Or?
Yeah, probably one of those games where they've come into it thinking, yeah, there's 4 points, pretty easy here, and probably just, cruised around in third gear for the whole game, I'd say, so...
Yeah,
I'd just be happy to bank the points for that one, I reckon.
Yeah, I think so. Like we mentioned last week, them and the Swans, the longest winning streaks in the league at the moment, and still intact after Swans a big win over Essendon there. That was maybe that's why the package isn't in. These Dons went down.
He's probably playing ping pong.
Still at work.
Yeah, true. Work. That's good. Work. We get it. That's rattled me. I think it is interesting, like the package. His boy Jakey Stringer, the actual package, went down by 7, and he's not in. So it's potentially that. Do we want to burn anyone this week? I think we the top five we left intact. I think last week we discussed Port was the only one that I'm not ready yet. I know they only beat the Giants, but
I'm still a believer for them.
Yeah, I think they can turn at the right time.
Is this you that doesn't like them?
Yeah.
I've
floated them last week.
Yeah, I suggested the idea of burn, but it got shut down pretty quick. I still think, Port, they're a team for the last probably 5 years that get into the finals, or not scrape in, they make it like top four, but they don't seem to get it done at the right time of the year.
I agree. They're close. So I'm sort of leaning toward that, they're close for a burning this week. They've got Adelaide, so if they lose that, I'm happy to put them in
throw
there.
Throw them in the trash.
Next week.
Lose to Adelaide.
Sydney, though, looking really good. Fifth now, only 4 points outside the four. Brisbane, that was a good burning. That burning really aged well. Lost to the Hawks by 12 points.
Who are they playing this week?
Brizzy, Freo, so that could be...
They could be over at Optus too.
Yeah. The thing is, they can't really slide outside the eight because it's going to be a unique year with 11, maybe 12 wins might get you in this year, where I think in past years it's more been 13 or 12 and a draw. This year, even mathematically, 11 wins could even get you in at the moment. So it's going to be interesting there. West Coast again, seventh. I honestly think from the top five down, like I don't give anyone they're not even showing much. No one really seems to be in form there. So
that being said, like the Lions still can find form. I think they've got a better chance than Port.
I'm not with you on that one.
No,
you reckon?
So I was early on in the year, but the last 5 weeks has really.
I just feel like they've got better cattle than. Than what Port do to win.
Yeah, but they're not firing. I just think they're so... I agree with you.
That's all they need is just flick the switch and they're on.
But they're so far off, I reckon, because that's just what I... Like, last four, they've lost three in the last four, lost to Saints by 32 points, Richmond by 20. They beat the Suns, I'm not sure, and then they lost to the Hawks. But... I agree. They got more talent than Port, I reckon. We'll see what happens, I guess.
It's very open, but isn't it? Like the top from fifth down to, 12th?
Yeah. Could
possibly make the finals. Like, who would have thought 3 weeks ago Carlton were a chance of making the finals? Minute we're sacking Teague and next minute is the best thing going around. Like,
they could be in. Yeah. Yep. And, silly. So, yeah, Saints on that, as just looking at that, Saints are 13th on 32 points. Freo are 8th on 36 points. From the teams from 8th to 13th, that all, you know, only 4 points separates them, none of them have won more than 3 games in their last 5 weeks. So they don't really... Actually, only one of all those teams has won 3 in the last 5, and that's Carlton. So you look at it, they're all actually... none of them are really setting it alight at the moment, but...
Oh, at least it's up for grabs. At least it's a competition.
Yeah. I think North went close at 18th to Geelong, and then Hawthorn was 17th and Collingwood was 16th before last week and both won. So good win by the Pies, that.
Moving on that note.
Yeah, we will move on. We'll move on to the quick sponsor break. Quick song as well. Don't forget the song theme. Song one's been played, Mamas and the Papas, California Dreaming. Who in the studio picked that one? Another one coming up. Also, stick around. We will have a fair bit of Olympic chat after the break and a bit of quiz, a bit on this day. And, yeah, will the package show up? I don't think so. I don't know. I think he's...
Well, on the Facebook page, I said whoever guesses the song theme gets a chance to take his spot.
Yeah, I think that's a fair, fair call.
Not a very big spot to fill.
No, pretty really. Small shoes. You're listening to...
Cold.
You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
An important message from the Victorian government. To stop the spread of coronavirus, anyone who has recently been to a red zone must go straight home and quarantine for 14 days. You must get a test within 72 hours of arriving home and again on day 13 of quarantine. For the latest updates, go to coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Let Merritt Funeral Services take the stress out of your funeral arrangements. Whether you're looking to prepay a funeral, arrange a bond, or pre-arrange a complete funeral, Merritt Funeral Services are just a phone call away. They can even come direct to you anywhere across the region to help walk you through the process, each and every step of the way. With more than 40 years industry experience, expect nothing less than service and advice that exceeds your expectations. Let Merritt Funeral Services take care of everything. Phone 5825 1651.
1FM sponsor.
PFB Wealth Group are financial planners specialising in self-managed super funds and retirement strategies. Did you know that around 1.1 million Aussies are members of a self-managed super fund? To see if a self-managed super fund is right for you, contact us today at PFP Wealth Group. We're located in Stewart Street, Shepparton, right next door to the Village Cinema. See us to review your super to make sure you're on track for a comfortable retirement. Phone 1-800-ADVICE. That's 1-800-ADVICE. Or visit pfpwealth.com.au. PFP Private Wealth is an authorised representative of Synchron, AFSL 243313.
1FM sponsor. Farmers, are you in the market for a new tractor? Before you make your next tractor or farm machinery purchase, make sure you speak to our team at Golden Valley Ag in Shepparton. Whether you're a broadacre or hobby farmer, our experienced team are here to make sure you get the gear you need to help you get the job done right. From 26 to 600 horsepower tractors, we've got the Goulburn Valley's widest range of versatile Deutz and Coyote tractors. We're ready to look after you. Call GV Ag today on 58 325 500.
1FM sponsor.
Peter Cardamone from Cardamone Real Estate. I love my real estate. I also call the AFL footy.
Mike's off the ground. Aaron Hamble from Cunnington and Mike's made him play.
But where I do my best work is in the Goulburn Valley area. If you're looking to buy, sell or relocate, visit cardamonerealestate.com.au and across Shepparton, Kyala, Maroochna, Talamba and Tatura and right across the Goulburn Valley area, you're in Cardamone country.
1FM sponsor.
As we age, maintaining good health and living a pain-free life can become more and more difficult. Are you somebody who suffers from neck or shoulder pain? Are you experiencing regular headaches or migraines? The Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram has been treating people with these conditions for more than 30 years. Don't put up with pain any longer. Let's work together to get you living pain-free. Book an appointment at the Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram today. Most people will only need one or two sessions. Call Sharon today on 0416 494 476. That number again, 0416 494 476. You'll also find us at www.naturalapproach.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett and Wilbur. Yeah, thanks for the feedback on the Facebook page. Always appreciated.
Always. When we always listen to our listeners as well.
We do, we do. We are at their behest. We just listen to every word they say. Did want to point out that one before the break. Don't forget the song theme. That was Top Loader, Dancing in the Moonlight. And first we had Mama and the Papa's California Dreaming. Two songs in. If you're just joining us, song picked by each of the people in the studio tonight. So we've had two. Not going to say who they are. One to go. Are they Will, Az, or Brett? See what you can do. Will, just touch on quickly before we get to the Olympics. Headed to the snow. How was it? Just a quick wrap up.
Yeah, really good, to be honest. Probably the best ski conditions I've actually ever had in Australia, to be honest. They've had a really good season, which is good to see people up there. So, yeah, that's partly reason why I was absent last week.
There you go. It all comes out. We're interchangeable.
No, so, like, I mean, I had to get a test, so doing the right thing.
Yes.
Yeah, so everyone up the hill was a negative subject, so...
You got to get tested before you...
Yeah, it was actually... It was like crossing the border at Mount Beauty before you go up the hill.
Mm.
It's basically police, resort staff just checking that you do have a COVID negative test in the last 72 hours, and they put a permit on your windscreen to say how long you're there for. And, it's pretty strict.
Interesting, yeah.
But then that being said, there's some people that... Yeah. So, I mean, it's good because everyone's up there. That's negative. So.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, it's. Keeping I guess open. It'll be interesting. Well, that does lead to something I was thinking about earlier today. Around the AFL. Before we do get on to the Olympics, they've come out and said that at the grand final you will not need to have a vaccination.
Well, if you don't, you need a test.
Yeah. Is that the so?
No. I think that. That would be a pretty decent trade-off
for
major events like that.
That's interesting. Anyway, I just thought that was noteworthy. We will move on, though, to the Olympics. Now, we're going to quickly just run through each person's highlight so far today. Now, that can be a person, an event, a moment, whatever, and a low light. So, Az, we'll start with what's your highlight so far, mate?
My highlight probably so far is I'm big on the team sports, so probably not one particular team, but seeing the Aussie basketballers and the Matildas and the Hockey Roos and that doing so well at the moment, it's been good for Australia.
The Boomers last night looked sharp.
The Boomers.
quarter final, yeah. Just... So that was the quarterfinal, wasn't it? And they've dropped them. So now they're into the semis against the US. Is that right?
Yeah, semis against the US. Must be tomorrow night, I think. So that's the ultimate test in basketball, is taking on the powerhouse in the US. So over that hurdle, we could go the whole way.
In the warm-ups.
Yes, and they're hungry. Like it was interesting hearing Paddy Mills talk earlier in the tournament. He said, "We're not here. We don't want silver or bronze. We're here to get a gold medal."
Imagine that.
Oh,
imagine the US having to settle for fourth.
It's happened. It has happened before that they've lost in the semis. I think it would be lovely to see it happen again.
They've only got three people in that team that have played at the Olympics before.
Yes. Yeah. I did hear that.
Pretty crazy considering who they've got sitting at home.
And I don't know if that's the pressures of the NBA contracts and Australia, for example, don't have their best player playing, Ben Simmons.
Because he chose to go to Wimbledon.
Did he go to Wimbledon?
Yeah, but like that wasn't the sole reason.
No. But he's Philadelphia. Has he got traded from them or is he still?
No trade yet. But I think his name is up in up in the trade winds. So we'll see what happens.
He's probably trying to get the biggest contract. You know, you don't you get injured and then, you know, your contract and your value is a lot less.
Sacramento or something.
The Sacramento Queens. Remember Shaq, famously? Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Now, your highlight, Wilbur. You got a highlight so far? Or a good moment?
I think the whole story around Ariana Titmus, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yep.
Like, coming from Tasmania, the whole family moved to Queensland. She moved to a different school, for her professional betterment. And, it's paid off. So I guess it's a pretty gutsy call from parents to move for a child to benefit, their sporting talents, and it's obviously paid off.
Absolutely. And beat what people tout as one of the best swimmers ever, beat her in 2 out of 3 individual events they faced off in. So,
and we won't start talking about what the US complained about.
They're
complaining about the scheduling, saying how ridiculous it was for Ledecky to swim 2,500 metres in 24 hours, yet the US were the ones that wanted the prime time viewing. So, go back and sit on your couch and eat your liquid cheese.
Can't keep them happy, can you?
No.
Apologies to any American viewers at home.
If you do like liquid cheese, it is actually quite nice, but it's a very broad stereotype.
Very good. My highlight, most impressive important performance, like that, the Norwegian fellow in the hurdles, the 400-meter hurdles.
That was insane.
That was crazy. When you beat her, you must feel stiff as the second guy comes second. The American fellow came second and beat the world record time by nearly half a second, and he still wasn't close to this Norwegian bloke. It's just, I don't even have his name on the top of my head, but gee, you impressed me. Not enough to remember his name, but that for me is the highlight. But a lot of good highlights so far. Lowlights.
World record's just getting absolutely smashed in the pool.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get like a half a length?
I think every year I think there seems to be world records getting broken in the pool. But
even the track now too. Both 400 hurdles I think were smashed. So what are the hurdles lower this year? What's happening? Conspiracy theory? I don't know.
Maybe the water's quicker or something.
Yeah.
Stream or something.
Anyway, I have noticed that too. Like, it's only so long that records can keep getting smashed.
Yeah.
Low light. I'll start with a low light. For me, it's Novak Djokovic taking out gold.
actually, that was my highlight.
Stevie Wonder saw that coming as my low light. Just really, really disappointed. And then he didn't even get the bronze. He was so rattled. I'm going to make a quick excuse for him. Olympic tennis is not played over 5 sets. Not backing up, because he can back up, but it's not played over 5 sets. And good luck, Zverev, beating Djokovic over 5 sets. That's definitely my low light to date. As any low lights?
My low light's probably watching Jess Fox come third in the kayak when she was obviously overwhelming favourite to win that race. And one touch on one of the last gates cost her gold to bronze. So she was very disappointing, but it was also a highlight to see her come back and win the canoeing a few days later, which was good to see. So,
and she's I was hearing she's regarded as one of the best ever, isn't she, with her world championships and all that.
That was the only thing that she didn't have was an Olympic gold.
Well, is what it is. Fair low light. What about yourself, Wilbur? Any low lights or just all positive?
I've got two, actually. I've got one that's more or less from like a performance perspective, and that was the women's sevens. Now, I am a big fan of
rugby.
Sport's that? Sorry. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, they bowed out in the quarters.
Quarterfinals, and they
were gold.
They were pretty strong last time. Yeah.
To be honest, in between Rio and now, they have probably been a form team. Like, they're certainly a top three side, but to go out, they did play Fiji, who did end up playing in the final, but at the same time, they've got to be doing a bit better than that.
That's a good point. And they were very, I remember Rio, that's one of my memories from
And there's some good players in that
team.
They
were strong. Mm.
And then the actual, something that was just not really good to see, and I was watching it live, was in the Velodrome. One of the team time trial on the bikes. The guy's handlebars just completely snapped.
That would imagine that you train, and then how he didn't get more injured when his handlebars snapped.
He just
I don't
had
not
friction
know.
Burns.
Yeah,
it looked. Oh, geez.
He got up and rode it 20 minutes later. Can't fathom that.
They would throb those grazers like nothing else.
Yeah,
don't even want to think about it.
McKeon, I did have a quick one I wanted to chat about. McKeon has now won the most medals, I think, of any Olympic athlete.
Yeah.
Is she the GOAT? I have my thoughts on it. Or even the GOAT at the pool. Thorpe, Dawn Fraser, there's some big names.
They're big names to be comparing to.
It's hard to say.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Thorpe.
How many of those are team medals?
Well, that's what I looked at. That's exactly my first thoughts, Wilbur. Of her five golds, three are team medals, two are individual. Of Ian Thorpe's, though, he had five. Three were individual, two were team medals.
Yeah, I was listening to that yesterday as well. She's good. You can't dispute a gold medal.
I think we all love Thorpe, though. Like, everyone, he's that era, like, people will never, like, they'll hold on to him.
I don't
as
think
the
he should be commentating, though.
I rated his commentary. You didn't like it?
I'm not a fan.
Oh.
He's just not a
not a huge fan.
He's not a Bruce McRaney.
His commentary was insightful, I thought. And I just like how he strolled around in white shoes during the coverage. Like, that's just like, I'm the alpha swimmer, you guys.
Yeah,
that's
true. Torpedo.
You can't question Torpedo. Now, quick other few mentions. Did want to mention Peter Boll tonight, 800-metre final. That'll be very exciting. I think he's a medal chance. Whether he wins, I think the favourites are the...
Yeah, I think McAvaney penciled him for a goal.
He'll medal here.
And then I think he later just sort of toned it back a little bit. He said, I better not get too ahead of myself here.
He gets a bit excited, though.
Bruce did get very excited. I'm a Bruce McAvaney fan. I think you either love or hate him.
Love him.
Yeah, I think he does a good job. But, so that's on tonight. That'll be interesting. Other thing that caught my eye, I was going to mention the Aussie javelin. I think three of them got into the final, but one, and I don't know if that was today or not, but one, she fell over running in and then somehow regrouped herself to, pick herself up, and then she's got into the final. I don't know if that happened today. Maybe that'll be something to check quickly in the ad break. I thought that was a pretty big
sport.
Effort. It is. It's
I don't think there's any movie that could keep you on the edge of your seat just with so many different genres. Like, you think about the track, you think about the sporting field. Like yesterday I was watching it's like two guys in a canoe paddling in a canoe, like on their knee. How's that?
What was that at the Olympics?
Canoeing?
But on it. I think they overdo it. I like the, I don't get. There's rowing, which is on obviously still, which is good.
Yeah.
And they do canoeing on it. And I think it's like, just keep the canoe to the rapid stuff that they do. I like that.
Like the suspense in this race, and I've never seen a full race, and I just thought, this is exciting.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Cuba won the race.
Cuba. Mm. There you go.
First medal since 2000.
Since Sydney. If you're playing at home and you know who won that medal in Sydney, well done. We will move on. We've got sponsors, quick sponsor break, and the last song of the song theme. We'll have a quiz coming up. Package has forfeited. It is an Olympic theme quiz tonight too, so we'll stick with that. It'll be Az versus Wilbur. And stick around. We might even squeeze a little bit of on this day. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
Do you run a business here in the Goulburn-Murray region? Are you looking to realistically grow your customer base? If you answered yes to these two questions, then there's something that you need to know. Right here on the station that you're listening to, 1FM, we offer the region's most price-competitive and effective radio advertising packages available. Get the message? That's okay. Thousands of others did too. Inquire today on 5831 3131.
Housel Honda is now Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment. Operating from the same location with the same commitment and passion to customer service and the local community that you have come to expect from Juddy and the team. Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment is still Shepparton's home to Honda motorcycles, side-by-sides and power equipment. For sales, service, advice and apparel, call into our store on Benalla Road. Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Come in and discover the Albury Antiques Fair in High Street, Shepparton. Browse through our huge selection of fine antiques, as well as interesting contemporary pieces. Albury Antiques Fair, 159 High Street, Shepparton. Open Wednesday to Sunday.
Station sponsor.
When your backyard or garden needs a trim, a mow, a clean, hit up Shepparton Mowers and Leisure. New owner, new name and new home of gardening machinery. Stocking a full range of Husqvarna mowers, trimmers, brush cutters, chainsaws, blowers, pressure washers and much more. Simply put, you'll find what you need there. They got everything for mowing, cleaning and cutting with finance options available too. Offering servicing on all of the best brands and free pickup and delivery in the local area. Shepparton Mowers and Leisure, New Merca Road opposite IGA.
1FM sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rock, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 5821 2111. That's 5821 2111.
1FM sponsor.
With only a handful of blocks left in the private estate of Freedom Place, Kyalla, it's time to act now to secure your retirement future in what will be the most sought-after address in the local area. Complete with a swimming pool, bowling green, gym, craft room, dance floor, library and much more, this over-50s village has only 39 villas, freehold titles and caravan storage beside your home. So make sure to come for a drive now and see how exceptional your retirement future can be. Freedom Place, 15 Janari Road, Kyalla.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett and Wilbur. Azzo joins us in the studio as well. Quick few things just to tidy up before we do get to the quiz. First, song theme. We just had there Frank Sinatra with That's Life. We had Top Loader Dancing in the Moonlight, and we had Mama and the Papas, California Dreaming. If I had at home, correct is... Frank Sinatra was from me, as Top Loader Dancing in the Moonlight, and Wilbur, Mama and the Papas, California Dreamin'. As interesting, Top Loader, Spice Girls, probably not the same sort of. What are you going to throw up next? I've just.
Just keeping the fans guessing.
I'm waiting here. Quick cover off on the women's javelin too. That has not, the final hasn't occurred yet. Friday night, 9:50. If you're thinking to tune into that, because we did mention that before when we're chatting about the Olympics. And a quick semi correction from Wilbur. Now,
yeah, I probably just didn't explain enough. So that's the that was the first medal that Cuba had won in canoeing since 2000.
So it's not as an impressive stat now, but.
Yeah, a big canoeing powerhouse like Cuba. It's a long time in the dark.
I must say though, I did think you were saying it's their last medal of 2000. Like, oh, gee, yeah, okay. It's not a show of Bantering Brett and Wilbur without a correction. So thank you for
we're all about shoot first, ask later,
making sure that happened.
Actually, I've got that. While we're at it,
not a correction.
Just the 400-meter. Hurdler.
Yes.
Broke his own work. His name's Carsten Warholm.
Carsten Warholm. Thank you.
Good pronunciation.
Clear that one up.
Yeah, sorry. That was, yep.
Norway. Very good.
Norway.
Just a quick one. Did you see the how they enter the long jump?
No, it's a carry on. I'm not happy with that.
Why you're on the long jump? Have you seen the sand?
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
Is it sand or mud?
Yeah, it looks like mud. But.
But there was a lot of conspiracy theories going around about that sand.
But if you haven't seen the walkout for some of the athletes when they do the long jump, do yourself a favour. The US,
I'm not
carry on.
Yeah, there was a girl coming out with cowboy hat on.
I didn't see that one.
I wasn't thrilled with that. That's not Olympic spirit to me.
It's like they're in the WWE.
It was
the wrestling. And they're just entertainers.
Yeah, yep.
I thought it was a parody. I was like, are we on the right channel?
I've waited 4 years to do this.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. Okay, onto the quiz. Olympic themed. Yeah, as I said, Wilbur versus Az. And we'll see how we go. Question one: where did the Olympic Games happen in ancient times?
Will in Athens.
Incorrect. As, I'll just accept the country. Even you want to?
No, I'll say Greece. Then.
No, do you have a place there that you want to throw out? Mm. Greece is correct. I was after the
Olympic place.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Olympia.
Correct. You've just given the answer to a silly boy, man.
Gee whiz. That's stiff.
The Olympic rings, there's five Olympic rings. What do the five rings on the Olympic flag refer to?
I'll buzz in before I answer the question.
Yeah, thank you, because I will not hesitate to.
Are they the five continents of the world?
Oh, he's on. Here he goes.
Oh, I was going to say, like, it's five values of all the five. Yeah, okay.
That fitter, faster, stronger stuff that they say.
No, like, the goal of the Olympics is to achieve. Anyway, moving on.
Yep. Now, this one I'll pay whoever's closest. In which Olympics, if you get the... In which Olympics were electronic timing devices used for the first time?
As 1960.
Wilbur.
56.
Oh, he's gone close, he's gone one under. I like it. 1912, Stockholm Games.
Really? That long ago?
Yeah.
Cool.
So
is that a full point?
That is a full point. Sorry, I better put that dash down. He's watching me like a hawk in the studio. He's very competitive stuff.
Package.
Oh, no, he moved to the bottom of the pile. Yeah. I think I want to challenge someone next week. He can just be relegated to reading a quiz if he if he shows up, if he hasn't left the country.
Gee.
Just moving on. In which of the Olympics, again, this will be whoever's closest, in which of the Olympic Games did the torch relay start for the first time?
As? 1970 this time.
He's gone 70.
Will?
Yep.
1912?
1936 at the Berlin Games.
So that would be
Wilbur. Next time we're gonna make it. There's some easy points you've rattled back there. I'm not sure how I feel about them.
First next time.
They both weren't within 20 years. So,
anyway.
But you know,
it's better than if I'd said the ancient times.
Yep. No. Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay, we'll just move on. I'm just scrolling through. There's some interesting questions here.
Garbage.
Yeah. There's. In what year did baseball receive the official event status in the Olympic Games?
Will. 1923.
Oh, well, that's an odd year, but it.
What am I
That's your answer. I'm going to have to confirm your first answer as...
I'm going
to
say... 92?
He's got it. He's actually got it. That is
the actual year.
He's got the year on the dot.
Is that 5 points?
That's worth two. I'm gonna have to give two.
Okay, that's
that is
score check.
That's outrageous. Score check 4-2. Yeah. And your two have been, questionable.
I think Spain won that year too.
Spain won the baseball.
Nah, just kidding.
Deduct points.
Which famous American boxer competed at the Olympics, nicknamed the greatest, has the former name Cassius Clay?
I should know this.
This one's hurting that there's no buzz-ins yet.
It's hurting.
Me. Yeah, it's really...
As? Ali.
Correct, Muhammad Ali.
What was his nickname?
Which famous American boxer nicknamed the greatest? Oh, Cassius Clay, that's his actual name.
Actually?
Yep. Oh, well, sorry, not his actual name, his former name. But he, I think
that threw
he
me
took up Islam and changed his name to Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, that one hurt. Just the greatest.
Not a big boxing fan.
Yeah, no, that's okay. It's really easy too when I've got the answers in front of me to act in the know. Yeah. Which athlete holds the record of winning the most Olympic medals?
As Phelps.
First name, please.
Michael.
Well, you've given it. 6-2 as this could
we'll split the points.
This could be unassailable here. Which was the first Olympic Games where all the participating countries sent female athletes?
Will. 1964.
As.
I'm going to say 1956.
2012, the London Games.
Oh,
gee. That's.
Hey, we'll take it.
We'll take it.
I went first this time at least.
6-3.
You had a 50-50 chance.
That's right.
I think that's it, though. That's all we've got.
You're kidding.
That's it.
2012, that is, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, some of those.
We'll go one more. Last one. Which athlete holds the title of attending the most Olympic Games? I will accept also, if you don't know the athlete, just how many games they actually attended.
Will. Can I, what about number of games and
if you get both, sport? Then that's off to you.
Is it the table tennis lady?
Will, I need to lock in a number and a person.
Is it or isn't it?
2021.
I mean, are you fishing for answers?
16, 12. She's been 5.
Okay. Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect. As.
Oh. But it is table tennis.
No, there's no pressure on here, mate. You've won. You're up 6-3.
I'm going to say the equestrian rider.
Hoy.
Yeah. He's 60 odd?
Yeah, 60.
62.
No, incorrect. But he would have been at 6 or so.
62.
Yeah, no, as in incorrect, it's not the answer.
Yeah.
But yes, he would have been at 6 or so. Sorry. Yeah, let's not split
it. Read it.
Incorrect. The record is 10 Olympics by Ian Miller. Not sure.
10.
Not what sure what event.
Oh.
Don't even have any of the facts. Just Ian Miller and 10.
You can't leave this show on this.
Oh, no, I am. But I am. That's it for the week. Dutch program coming up with Martin and Margaret. So definitely stick around with that. Next week, we'll see who we have in. Will there be a quiz? Won't there? It's sort of really just thrown us all. He's let us down. He's let the listeners down. But will the package return? I don't know. Do we care? What's the feedback? You've got a quick note.
He's
on
a Canadian equestrian rider.
Canadian equestrian rider. There
so
you go.
So I was half right.
So he was half right.
He's
I think
currently 74.
So as went on the right track there with.
So I'll take another point for that.
Yep, 7-3. Well done, as. That's it for the week.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.